Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Wait a second. What are you doing?
Darn it. All right, let's do it again.
We jumped the gun.
Take two.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. I sing with everybody, you know. One, two, three.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay.
It's time for Five on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grumman bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five on. Number one.
All right, we're back.
Whoopsie.
We're back.
Question number one. Do you believe the Bulls will be 500 or better through the first 10 games of the season?
So here's the thing. The Bulls schedule is it's a bit bearish, and I didn't want to use that pun because it's too obvious and bears, yes. All of the things. Let's go through it together. Saturday at Orlando, a.k.a. Paolo Banchero and the Wagners and them.
The Wagners.
Mo.
Don't
Franz.
Forget about Desmond Bane.
Bane.
The Wagners
trade.
And them is killing me.
Monday, October 27th, the Atlanta Hawks, who have added talent like Kristaps Porzingis. Wednesday, October 29th, Bulls West, also known as the Sacramento Kings. Friday, October 31st on Halloween, it's not Tibbs, but it is the New York Knicks. And then on Sunday, November 2nd, at New York Knicks.
Sounds fun.
The fourth is Philly, then it's Milwaukee, then it's Cleveland, and then it's San Antonio.
Why are you laughing so hard?
Because this is
What did you watch last night? What did you watch last night? Tell me what you watched last night.
I was texting my friends about Wemby. We were all going back and forth. I was like, this guy's terrifying. And then on the 12th, it's Detroit. And then on November 16th, it's Utah.
Did you see what Utah did last night, by the way? They took the Los Angeles Clippers behind the proverbial woodshed and just kicked their teeth in. So what's your answer?
It's a scary world out there.
500 or better. What say you, Layla Rahimi?
You're basically playing the best teams in the league outside of, like, I don't know, the Thunder and the Pacers.
Are the Pacers one of the best teams in the league?
Yeah, without Hallie, yeah, that's a new world order as well. So, and the Sixers they beat the Celtics last night, 117-116. Man, the Magic beat the Heat, 125-121. Yeah, this is scary. Knicks won. Knicks beat the Cavaliers, 119-111. Man, no, I can't confidently say they'll be 500 during that stretch. That is wildly tough. Although the Kings lost to the Suns.
They did. It was in Phoenix, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they 40 can.
40 points for Wemby.
I'm going to say they can go 500.
What?
I'm going to say they can go 500. Do you want me to point out the wins?
Victor Wembanyama had 40-15. 40-15.
I'll point out the wins.
Three give or blocks.
Take. Give or take, I'll point out the wins. At Orlando, that's a dub. Hawks at home. Another dub.
How dare you do that to Kristaps?
That's 3-0 out the gate, right? Sacramento at home. Dub. That's 4-0.
Zach LaVine is not going to be happy about that.
Now, I'll just let you pick a game between the Knicks twice, the Sixers, the Bucks, the Cavs, and the San Antonio Spurs. Just pick a game. Any game.
Not the Spurs.
Any game. Maybe one of those games against the Knicks. Maybe one of those games against the Knicks.
All right, split the series with the Knicks.
Yeah, that's five wins right there.
Five.
I think they're in danger of losing five in a row after that, if they win that first game against New York at home, because then they go on the road and they face the Knicks, Bucks, Cavaliers on the road while facing the Sixers and Spurs at home over the next five games. But I think they can go 500. Yeah.
Five on it. Number two.
During a recent discussion about the Bulls on the Zach Lowe show, host Zach Lowe said the Bulls fan base is the unhappiest around the NBA. Do you believe this is a valid statement?
Okay, I don't think they're the unhappiest, no. I think Knicks fans ride a proverbial roller coaster every single year. And I question how happy Knicks fans are when, after making it to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, they fire their head coach. Like, and it wasn't the fans who did that, obviously. It was ownership, but basically an extension of the fan base in a way, because of the decisions that are made sometimes feel like some fan would be making them. But I can't say that the Bulls are the unhappiest. No.
Are we going to pretend like the Washington Wizards don't exist?
But, like, it's the fan base is passionate.
Well, the fan base might be dispassionate, which really is telling about what kind of lack of success they've had for the last, what, decade plus?
As someone who used to live in D.C., I don't even know if Wizard fans exist at this very moment.
No, they exist. I think the people of the
dormant.
DMV, it's a big basketball community.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So, but right now, they're non-existent.
But they do exist. And so I think the fan base is unhappy. But also, that isn't even my answer. I was just saying, are we going to pretend like they don't exist? My answer has changed from if you asked this question yesterday to if you asked this question today. Do you know what my answer is now? It's Portland.
My word.
They woke up this morning. They're 0-1. Their supposed breakout player, Shaedon Sharpe, had a terrible game yesterday. And now your head coach just got arrested by the FBI on federal charges.
And I just thought of the fact that Dame Lillard is back.
And out for the season.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and that's heartbreaking for them. And I hate that the Dame Lillard experiment didn't work in Milwaukee for Dame. Not for us, but for Dame. As somebody who loves basketball, you know, I hate that that didn't work. And sometimes you gotta leave home to know where your home is. And I feel like that happened for him. But yeah, that all of that is tragic. I don't know. I think the Lakers fan base, when they don't win, they're typically like epically unhappy. You know, they make funny movies and there's an expectation there. I don't feel like Bulls fans are that way. Like, we spent two segments talking about how positive the win was this morning. You know, I feel like there are a lot of people who call into our shows and ask us about, they call in with positive comments about the Bulls or they text us with that. So I don't think that's the case.
All right. So the Wizards are 0-1 this season. Let me just give you the number of wins the last seven seasons, 2018-19 and going forward. 32 wins, 25 wins, 34 wins, 35 wins, 35 wins, 15 wins, 18 wins. And now there's this season. Yeah. Yeah.
But like when it comes to I think part of this too has to be how many fans there are in the fan base.
I don't know what that means because
I feel like Knicks fans, for example, that's a massive group of people. Like, there are more Knicks fans than there are Blazers fans. And they have higher expectations. Yeah, 224, by the way, asked us about the FBI indictments. We covered that in the 1045 segment we did. But yeah, first two segments were the Bulls win at 10.
Also, to kind of your point, but more to a bigger point, D.C.'s a top 10 media market in terms of population. And understand this. The Bulls were out here putting people in the seats last year. The same can't be said for the Wizards, who had the second lowest attendance of any NBA team last year. So I think that's an unhappy fan base, the ones that don't even go to the games. The Bulls, their fans, one thing we know about them, they lead the league in attendance every year. They show up to the games. They're not the unhappiest fan base. They're not.
Number three.
Let's examine this trade proposal that was published by Sports Illustrated earlier this month. What do you think of the idea of the Bears trading receiver DJ Moore to the Jets for three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Quinnen Williams.
I hate the fact that we're still talking about acquiring defensive line talent. What on earth? How much money did the Bears spend? Brad Biggs said that the Bears were 10th in the NFL in spending on the defensive line. And we're still talking about the concept of the Bears needing more help on the D-line. Think about that outside of any other stat. That is ridiculous. So on basis alone, it's sad that that even gets brought up. I don't think DJ Moore is the answer because he still has so much value to this team offensively. And I think once they figure it out in the passing game, which I don't think happens for at least a month and a half or so, I feel like that we've got the month of November will help dictate what the Bears do in the passing game. We've seen them focus on the run for now. Then I think they can start focusing on improving the passing game in earnest once the run game is fully established for at least another game or two. So I get why it's happening. It's just sad. It's a sad state of affairs when you have to talk about potentially giving up your most established receiver for yet something else on the defensive line, someone else, because you think you don't have enough.
In that receiver's room, there's no doubt who the toughest of the receivers is on the Bears team. The one who will do anything and everything on a play, whether it's a pass play, a run play, a play designed for him, a play designed for someone else. I think DJ Moore is just so important to what Ben Johnson is establishing and what the offense has been able to do. You mentioned it earlier in the show, Layla. They're the only team that scored 21 points in all their games. Part of that is because they've got playmakers like DJ Moore on the field. I can't be convinced to trade him. I have more faith in Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen to figure out what to do with their pieces than to say they got to go get new pieces and give away the pieces they already have.
And the thing about free agency is they had a hand in saying these are players they wanted. I don't think Ryan Poles just like pops into a room and says, surprise, I signed these guys. What are you going to do with them? That's not how this works. So I'm sure there was some sort of discussion and these were the people they wanted. Now, is the question about how healthy Grady Jarrett is valid to this discussion? Absolutely. Does that mean you trade DJ Moore? Nah.
So I have actually some exclusive details from DJ Moore right now. Does this trade offer please you?
What?
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. What would it be like to live in New York and play for the Jets, DJ?
Torture.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good pull by you, Robbie.
Interesting. Interesting one-word answers from DJ.
I'm reporting. I'm on the ground. Boots on the ground.
We're literally on an upper floor.
According to The Athletic's Andy McCullough, the Brewers are expected to at least field offers for starting pitcher Freddie Peralta. Milwaukee holds an $8 million option for 2026 on Peralta. Do you think the Cubs would even have a shot at acquiring him?
If there's one thing I know you do, you shoot. Shooter, shoot. For the love of everything holy, if there's a chance you can get Freddie Peralta, you try. You tried with Craig Counsell. Look how that turned out. You got your man. I don't know why you wouldn't try it again. You at least try it when it comes to, number one, the price for Freddie, which is within a Cubs budget. And then number two, the fact that that would at least help you out with 1 year for that $8 million option. I don't know why you wouldn't listen. But I don't know that Freddie would be, I don't know that the Brewers would trade him to somebody in the division.
If you think the Brewers are going to trade Freddie Peralta to the Cubs.
Yeah, I'm drunk right now, yes. Drunk on the concept.
Let me just stop on this from jump and say, why in the world would the Brewers trade? Like, why would you want to make a deal? This is akin to...
Because you're trying to up your farm system knowing you don't have enough money like the others, and 2027 is on the way.
And so my point is, this would be akin to watching in real time Ryan Poles make a call to Howie in Philly and say, hey, you want to make a deal? Aren't you just at that point saying, no, Ryan, you don't even know what the details are.
Jerry Jones traded Micah Parsons to the Packers in the NFC. You do shoot or shoot. Think about the entire concept of the Luka trade.
That doesn't make it good. That doesn't make it a good idea.
But you try.
But why would the Cubs trade with the Brewers and give them future players that can come back to bite you in the proverbial rear end?
I mean, if I can get Freddie Peralta on my team, I'm going to at least look into it.
Okay, but I'm telling you, whatever prospects you're giving up, they're better than you think they are.
Well, then the price isn't good, but you at least look into it.
Okay.
What price would it take for you prospect-wise to give the Brewers Freddie Peralta?
I'm sure there is a price. I don't know it off the top of my head. I'm not interested in...
Like, who are you willing to part with?
I'm willing to...
We'll start with the people who get called up and then on a regular basis over the last month and a half of the season.
I'm more willing to make a trade with a team like...
Would it take Moises Ballesteros? You know, would it take somebody like that? Casey, we've been told, is off the board.
Athletics, Marlins. I can name a bunch of teams I'd rather deal with than the Milwaukee Brewers. I understand
they're
the ones...
I'll take 1 year of Freddie Peralta over... Yeah,
I know.
What over?
Who are we talking about?
I keep thinking about Santander. Alcantara. I'll take 1 year of...
Over Sandy?
Yeah. Thank you. The brain was working. I've switched over to basketball brain.
Baseball brain, basketball brain.
And the
basketball brain.
Names have left my head, and the basketball data has been loading.
I'm just not interested. I'm disinterested in a trade for Freddie Peralta because I'm scared for what the back end looks like.
Scott Riles on our Twitch mob says, just know, I like a Scooble conversation more. On what planet are the Tigers trading Scooble now? What planet?
Yeah, and the Brewers, I don't think the Brewers would... The Brewers might trade Freddie Peralta. I'm not... But to trade him to the Cubs? Stop.
No, but you at least have to try. If there's a shot, you don't want to be the one to be like, nah, I didn't even call.
Number five.
Last question here in 5 on it. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. Adam Sandler performed in town earlier this week, and Caleb Williams was in attendance. During yesterday's press conference, Caleb Williams was asked this very important question.
You have a favorite Sandler movie?
I mean, it would probably have to be Happy Gilmore.
Favorite Sandler movie? His pick, Happy Gilmore. What is your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
I do love Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, and a lot of my quotes come from those movies, but then I realize that's not my favorite.
What's your favorite?
Wedding Singer! Yep.
Nah.
I love that movie, and I love John Lovitz, and he's really funny in it, too. It's The Wedding Singer.
So, there's a catalog here when we talk about Adam Sandler movies.
A whole catalog.
And Happy Gilmore is a good one. I'm not knocking that one. I'm not even knocking what you just said, although I don't really like that movie.
There are many times in talk radio where I feel like I am Billy Madison giving the answer to the puppy who lost his way. Yes, that is the case.
Is it bad that my favorite Adam Sandler movie, my favorite comedy from Adam Sandler is by far The Longest Yard, the remake with... Like, there's Terry Crews and Michael Irvin and Nelly and just, the way that Chris Rock, the way that comes together, I thought it was Burt Reynolds is in it. I thought it was a beautiful remake. But that's not my number one Adam Sandler movie.
I love The Waterboy, too.
I enjoyed The Waterboy. I think the reason why I love the movies that I love are because they're not comedies in the traditional sense. Slapstick, all of that. So my number one and number two are very neck and neck. It's Hustle. And it's Spanglish, and I'm going to go Spanglish. I really enjoy Spanglish. If Spanglish comes on, I'm going to watch it. So Spanglish is my number one.
What?
Adam Sandler. Have you seen Spanglish, Mr. What?
No, but
exactly.
In terms of
don't do that.
Well, also, there's a reason he loves Spanglish more than the others.
I know what you're going to say.
It's what you've told me. It's not my story to tell.
No, but the acting is great in it. The themes of the movie itself.
I'm laughing at these texts. The point is you try to trade for Freddie Peralta. You make the call. You have to make the call.
Layla? What are they saying?
The Brewers ain't going to trade Freddie to the Cubs. You've got to be drunk. That's not the point. You want them to tell you that. I'm calling the cops. There must be some crack at that studio. You make them tell you no.
I'm just telling y'all, if you haven't seen Spanglish, I recommend Spanglish.
I don't think anybody's seen Spanglish.
Oh, wow. Has anybody out there seen Spanglish? Let me know.
I have
Let
not
me know
seen
on the text
Spanglish.
Line if you've seen Spanglish.
It is the first time I've ever heard of it was the second you just said Spanglish.
A lot of people are saying Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems is good, but I like Hustle more than Uncut Gems. They're kind of in the same family of genre, but Spanglish over both of those movies.
Oh, Wedding Singer for me.
Spanglish is man. Spanglish will have you in your feels. The whole movie. Have you seen it, Layla?
No, I'm just laughing at John Lovitz right now from The Wedding Singer.
That's my movie recommendation, Spanglish.
See, even Billy Idol gets it. We got to go to break. Maybe we should ask Clay Harbor this. He's here.
Clay Harbor doesn't watch movies. He just watches film.
Well, we can do that with him, too. So we'll do that next here at Raheemy Harrison Grody on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Clay Harbor, former NFL player.
Clay Harbor, slot to the left. Here's Vic's pass. And it's caught. Touchdown by Harbor.
And that's a touchdown. Clay Harbor makes that catch.
And they've got Harbor for the touchdown.
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
Look at how many weapons you got. You got a lot of weapons. I think as far as Rome, it's just making some of these big plays, these contested catches, because that's what you're here for. You're a big body. When Caleb's scrambling like that, you come down with those two balls, you're going to get more plays called your direction.
Clay Harbor on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody, and he is kind enough to join us, seated in his show partner from CHSN, David Haw's chair, Clay Harbor, of course, the NFL veteran, host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN with David Haw and Ruthie Polinsky, kind enough to be with us in studio. Did David lower his chair enough for you?
Yeah, I told David last night at work, Big Pro Football Show, before I left. David, by the way, can you lower your seat before you leave? Every time I go and sit on there, I feel like I'm like on top of the room. And he said he would lower it for me, but guess what? It's not lower, David Haw. I'm going to be talking with you today.
He said he doesn't want to lower his standards, and that's what I heard.
He said he wanted to lower his chair.
He doesn't
Clay
want to lower
told me
standards.
To lower the chair, though.
Yeah. Oh, the chair, not the standards. Okay, my bad. I misheard what you said, Clay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And before we get started, I want to say Spanglish is an absolutely absurd answer for the top Adam
You've
Sandler
never
movie.
Seen it.
I don't need to see it. There's so many good movies. We got The Waterboy.
And this is what's
Billy
wrong with
Madison,
America. This is what's wrong with
Happy
America right
Gilmore.
Here. I don't need to see it. You can't make a judgment on something you've never seen.
815 made a good point. Why does everyone forget about Bulletproof as an Adam Sandler movie, one of his funniest by far? Well, you're here to remind us. 815, thanks for doing that.
Little Nicky.
Big Daddy.
Little Nicky. Yeah. I see a lot of compliments on Spanglish, by the way. Did you see that, Layla?
Yeah. And
did you see that?
And the one text that says, don't mess with the Zohan.
Yes.
Mr. Deeds.
We're going to be here a while.
Know,
the man's got a lot of movies and a lot of money. That's what I know about Adam Sandler.
Somebody says Sticking Up for the Longest Yard remake is wild. Well, that's where we are.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie as well. That's fine. Don't yuck my yum. I'm not going to yuck your... Well, I might yuck your yum. I'm not going to lie. Clay, let's
don't
not
even
yuck...
know what that means, but...
It means if somebody really enjoys something, why would you sit there and stomp on it when just because you don't like it? That seems
it's like
counterproductive.
It's like people who like coconut, and a lot of people hate coconut, and then it's like, well, I'm not going to yuck your yum.
It's like, enjoy that coconut. Did you enjoy the Bears and what you saw from Caleb Williams on Sunday? That's really the question.
Did I enjoy the Bears and I saw
not
from
or,
Caleb
canned.
Williams? I think Caleb did enough to win the game. The last three games since winning the NFC Player of the Week honors, he's completed lower than 60% of his passes. Do I want to see that go up? Yes. Do I want to see him be more consistent, getting the ball out on time in accurate positions? Yes. Do I want to see all these pre-snap penalties? I don't know if it's a cadence. I'm not in the huddle, but there's smoke, there's usually fire. Maybe the cadence isn't perfect. Keep working on that. But I think when you look at this thing holistically, Caleb's bad games now this year compared to his bad games last year, this bad game looked a heck of a lot better than the bad games from last year. So that's how I look at it. You're going to have bad games every year. You're going to have bad games. Sometimes you have an off game. This bad game, they were still able to win, and it didn't look absolutely terrible. This was a bad game you could still win with. You were still moving the ball with the offense. Obviously, big shout-out to the offensive line who has just shown up lately. And you got to be happy with what they're doing. Over the last 2 weeks, they're averaging 2.8 yards before contact per carry, the highest mark in the league the last 2 weeks. That shows you how much movement the offensive line is getting in Ben Johnson. I look at the same thing at tape. It's funny he said this. I like watching the sideline view for runs, not to see what's happening with the runs, but you want to see which side of the line of scrimmage the ball is being played on. Running backs sometimes don't care where you block a guy. Just give me some space to make a cut on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage. The Bears are doing that, and I love how Ben Johnson called out all the offensive linemen because all of them have really stepped up their game the last 2 weeks. Okay, Theo had a tough one against Chase Young last Sunday, but I think he will continue to get better as a young player.
Yeah, I like what you said about the design runs in the run game. We saw a lot of different, I think, old school concepts too, Clay, when you consider trap runs. There was an I formation mixed in. There were cutback lanes for DeAndre Swift. I can't remember the last time I talked about cutback lanes on a run play for this Bears team.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a bigger menu than maybe the week before, but I liked it. I liked it. There was a number of different plays, and here's what else I liked. Against Washington, the Bears played in over 90% 11 personnel. That's one tight end, three wide receivers. Mm-hmm. They went on film and they watched and they said, okay, this is how we're going to attack them. We're going to keep their base package off the field the whole time, and we are going to attack them in 11 personnel. That's what they did. Guess what? They come in last week, and you're seeing a ton of 12 and 13 runs. They had 11 explosive runs, five of them out of 12 and 13 personnel. 12 personnel is two tight ends, one running back, two wide receivers. 13 is three tight ends, one wide receiver, one running back. So you're getting a number of plays out of those formations and personnel groupings last week. So Ben Johnson isn't a guy that you can really game plan for because he's going to look at a defense. 1 week it's all 11 personnel. The next week it's a ton of 12 and 13. This week you can run some 21 personnel. You can run a bunch of different personnel groupings. So I say all that to say this. There is not just one scheme that Ben Johnson's going to run. He's going to look at a defense and he's going to say, I can attack him there. And these last few weeks, we have seen what he's able to do when he does that. He's able to scheme some of these runs, realize where they have some weaknesses, get push, and really call a good game that way based off of a defensive weakness to make sure that they are exploiting the right parts of that defense.
So what is it that can be exploited this week from what you can tell when it comes to the Ravens and now that they're getting a little bit healthier? Because I think this is an excellent opportunity for Caleb Williams to go off, especially behind the front seven.
It is an excellent opportunity for Caleb Williams to go off, but you got to run the ball. This team, this Baltimore Ravens team, especially between the tackles, they are one of the worst teams in the NFL in stopping the run. In EPA per play allowed, they're 30th. I mean, they're just all together. They're just not very good defensively. And when I watch the tape, I do see a ton of movement for the defensive against the Ravens for the defensive line. I know Roquan Smith is coming back, but I think you're going to see a steady dose of Menungai and Swift. You mix those guys up. You run some 12 personnel, some 13 personnel. I don't think they're really good in the back end with their defensive backfield. I know you got Kyle Hamilton there. Besides him, I'm not really sold on this defense. The defensive line is just bad. They've had a couple of big injuries early in the season. And now I just think what you need to do is run the football. Yes, it'll be an opportunity for Caleb Williams, but what I would do is I'd come out running and then kind of throw off of that, let Caleb really find his way in the game, feel him out certain spots here and there. But I think they are very susceptible to the run, especially between the tackles.
We want to listen to what Ben Johnson had to say with you, Clay Harbor. This is Raheemi Harrison-Grody talking to Clay Harbor, the NFL veteran, host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN. This is what Ben Johnson had to say about how the offense needs to be more efficient in the passing game.
I think the most important thing is that we're playing efficient football. Throughout the season so far, we've been behind the sticks quite a bit. And so whether that's penalties, whether that's negative runs, whether that's sacks, whether that's simply, like you're alluding to, we're not taking what's given to us. We're trying to force something that might not be as easy to get. And so I think as a whole offense, that's our mission right now, is if we can just stay on schedule, stay on track, then this thing's going to come to life. We got some really talented players in every position room. And so, it would like to just be more efficient as an offense. We'd like to throw more completions. We would like to just continue to move the ball forward. And then when we do that, we have to be better in the red zone. I think that's the other Achilles heel that we have right now. We're making it down there, but we're not scoring 7 points. We're just settling for field goals last couple of weeks. So if we do those two things on offense, I think you'll see improvement.
Clay, how do you envision that happening for the Bears?
I think it's off the run game. I know I sound like a broken record here, but I think you run the ball against a team like this that the Ravens haven't been able to stop anybody. I mean, this team is one of the worst teams in the National Football League as far as defensively goes. If they don't have Lamar Jackson, I mean, they're in big trouble. But I think what we have to do is realize that Caleb has been good in a lot of situations. Like I said, the last 3 weeks, he's completed less than 60% of his passes, which obviously isn't good. Third down, he's been really good. He has a 105 passer rating on third down so far this season. In the fourth quarter, he has a 108 passer rating. What he's got to do is those middle quarters, middle area of the game, he's got to get some easy completions. He's not completing balls on the run. I think he needs to play more on time. I think he needs to play more in the pocket. And when he does scramble, sometimes you need to use your legs. Sometimes you can go ahead and get the 5, the 10 yards. You got to stay ahead of the chains. Once you get in these long down and distance situations, it's tougher. You're kind of at the liberty of what the defense wants to do to you, because they're dictating the game now because you're behind the chains. Stay ahead of the chains. Take the check down if you have to. And we also need some of his receivers to make plays. There's a couple plays that Rome could have made last week that I think would have made a change in the game. I think Caleb's pick, the decision wasn't awful. I think if he makes a good ball, that's a completion. There were maybe some other places he could have gone there, but I don't think that was an egregious interception like I've heard some people say. I've watched the play 5-6 times and I say I understand what he's doing here. If he throws this out and out on time, it's probably a completion for a first down. He's got that confidence. Now he's got to go and rip it, and he's got to do it. I think we need to use the running backs a little more in the passing game. A lot of these good passing teams do have some screens to the running back, and obviously you haven't seen much from your tight ends. I want to see Colson Loveland get involved a little bit. And something that was interesting to me, before the bye week, Cole Kmet was getting 90% of the snaps at tight end. Post bye week, even before Cole got hurt, when Cole went down, Cole had 27 snaps, Colson had 25 snaps. Even before he went down, they had moved from the bye week to a 50-50 type role here. They were both playing specific 11 plays. They were both playing specific 12 plays, obviously, two tight end plays, and they're both playing in one tight end set. So now I think Colston might have an opportunity here with Cole a little banged up to really take control of this position, because something I've been really impressed by is Colston Loveland's blocking ability. I mean, he just hasn't had any opportunities to catch balls. You know, when a quick story here. People are talking about Colston Loveland not being able to make plays, and you got the Tyler Warren stuff. When I'm in Jacksonville, we signed Julius Thomas. We wanted more production from our tight end position. Guess where Julius Thomas is coming from? He's coming from Denver. Guess who his quarterback was? Peyton Manning. They're the best offense in the league. You know, that year before that, I had 300 yards and 3 touchdowns in Jacksonville. They wanted to upgrade that. Okay, guess what Julius ended up having when he came to Jacksonville?
An injury.
300 yards and 3 touchdowns. Because it's a lot different when your offense, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then that offense was, did he get worse? No, he didn't have enough opportunities. When you're not going to score 10 touchdowns when you get in the red zone 10 times a season. Okay, it wasn't that bad. But Colston Loveland can't be judged off the opportunities he's not getting. So when I hear all this Tyler Warren talk, it was a bad pick. If Tyler Warren's in this situation, he's doing similar things than Colston Loveland. Colston Loveland is 2 years younger than Tyler Warren. Let's not forget that. He's blocking his tail off. Been very impressed with what he's doing with that. And when he does get opportunities, he has shown that he's a guy that can make plays.
Well said. I do think the function of a functioning tight end is usually because the offense is functioning. Operative word there being functioning. Functioned. We're out here trying to function. We have more coming up with Clay, of course. We will have him for another segment, so we do that next. More with Clay Harbor right here on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen to Raheem Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Raheem Harrison Grody with Clay Harbor.
And that song is perfect for him.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just going to let you two yell at each other.
No, no one's yelling. We're just talking very softly on this beautiful Thursday.
We're on 670 The Score. No, we like to have fun, though. I did want to ask this because it is the news of the day.
Yeah.
Clay, have you seen the indictments surrounding Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones in the NBA?
I've seen that he was running some kind of gambling scheme through the mob. So, and I literally just was on Twitter and just scrolled kind of past it.
So he wasn't running it. He was like the face that would get other people at the table where they had these x-ray machines under the poker table. And they could see the cards. Oh, yeah.
Allegedly. But according to the feds. So do with that what you will.
Yeah. And they had like the glasses with the chips in the marked cards. So they knew what cards people were holding. So it's like if Clay Harbor, famous guy in Chicago, was like, hey, guys, you want to come play poker with some rich friends of yours? You lure them in there and they are the fish. And now they're playing poker, then they lose tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars in one night.
But I also ask this question because as a former athlete, the concept of an active coach getting indicted by the FBI, like how do you put that into words? Like we're saying it, but I don't necessarily think that even we can give it the gravity that the appalling nature that this would have not only on a team but on a league.
I've never experienced anything like it. So I honestly couldn't tell you. Yeah. I mean, I was there for when Tom Brady was suspended with Deflategate, and the Patriots handled that beautifully. Nobody said the word deflate or gate in a separate sentence even. Like, it was just nothing that was talked about, and you just focused on your job, and we knew that Tom was going to be suspended for 4 games, and after that, he was coming back. We ended up having Jimmy for 2. We ended up having Jacoby Brissett for 2, and then Tom came back after that. But I've never been a part of anything like what I'm hearing about this Chauncey Billups situation.
Yeah, because Bountygate was before your time, right?
And Bountygate was, yeah, it was before my time.
Yeah, so
Russ Wilson brought that up this week.
Oh, did he? When he was getting with Sean Payton.
In response to Sean Payton's comments, I don't know if you heard him referencing Jackson Dart and glad that they
made the move.
Yes, was not happy that they didn't still have Russ as their starter. He responded via social media and said something to the effect of, What was it? The still out here getting bounties, basically saying coming after him, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And of course, bounties is a very direct correlation to what happened in New Orleans.
Yeah, he was definitely insinuating that, which is, you know, the way that relationship went, that's fair. I wasn't the biggest Sean Payton fan when I played for him, but he was a hard-nosed coach, man. He's one of those guys that commanded respect, and it was his way or the highway. But obviously, their relationship wasn't something that was good, but something that was good that came from Sean Payton's coaching tree for the Bears, Dennis Allen, the week he had last week. I'm curious to see what happens if Lamar plays, if he's got a plan to stop him.
So I want Lamar to play. I'm firmly in this. Let's find out, is this real? Is it not? What are we really looking at with the turnovers and everything else? Like, can you stop a multiple-time MVP? Let's find out.
I mean, that's tough. And the thing with Lamar is defensive coordinators don't mind quarterback runs as much as they do the scrambles, because there's things to stop the quarterback zone runs. There's things to stop the zone reads. There's plays you can run. But when you got a guy like Lamar that can just break off a 50-yard scramble, obviously his hamstring isn't 100%. We don't know how he's going to be playing. But it's just different. But Dennis Allen deserves a lot of respect for the start he had. And since week 3, total defense yards allowed 3rd in the NFL. Passing yards allowed 5th. Rushing yards allowed 12th. Points allowed 8th. He's been locked in. I mean, this defense has been playing. And you hear all these guys talking about how much they respect him. And you saw that locker room after the game and how excited they were for him to get that W. So that's something that, you know, these guys love playing for Dennis Allen. He wasn't afraid to make that move to put TJ at Mike linebacker, to put Tremaine at will. And let me talk to you about those two guys. Those two guys are playing as good as any linebacker tandem in the NFL playing off each other since TJ came back. It's only a two-game span. TJ is playing excellent at the mic. Tremaine looks like a true will linebacker, running sideline to sideline. His athleticism is hard to stop. Those two guys have been playing extremely well. Big Billings I have to say, even with Grady Jarrett going out, I'm watching this tape. I mean, this guy's a monster in the run game. He's taking up double teams like nothing. He's letting these linebackers run free. So he's one of those guys that's been a little bit underrated. I think Big Billings needs to get some of his credit.
Well, and I think he got a lot of credit before he got injured, Clay. I felt like he was a key piece of the run defense. And we know that different coordinators and different coaches are going to see different things in their talent. I'm still waiting for that part of this, by the way. Typically, you know, when a new head coach comes in, sometimes players that we're used to seeing may not be somebody's first choice. And it's nice that Billings is getting this run because of, unfortunately, the starter they had planned for, Grady, is unhealthy. But there are other players where I'm wondering what is going to happen at the trade deadline. You know, could we see somebody go that we're not expecting?
I don't think so. The name that you keep seeing floated out there is Braxton Jones. And I understand it. Like if somebody's in a big need for a left tackle, you could probably tax them on that. We know Chicago, we love to tax. We could probably tax them on that one. Okay? And we got Ozzie there. And if you have some belief in Ozzie, then you kind of have your backup tackle. Because if Darnell goes down, you can throw Ozzie at right. If Theo goes down, you hope that Ozzie can play left. And if, you know, even if Theo goes down, you still got Kieran Amagaji on the roster there. So you do have some depth there. But I don't know if I'd be willing to give up that depth right now and how much they do trust Ozzie. He was a second-round draft pick. So he's the one guy that I look at that say, hey, maybe you could trade him and get something in return. As far as the Bears getting some help, I mean, I think Austin Booker coming back is going to help the D-line. I thought Montez Sweat played a heck of a game, and I got to give him his flowers because I was one of the guys talking about him and saying he needed to be better. And guess what? He showed up, and that's something that you want to see from a guy getting paid as much as he is getting paid. So that's been really good to see what you saw from Montez Sweat. Good in the run game, obviously the forced fumble, batted passes. He's been showing up some more. Who else do I think on that defense? Jaquan Brisker has been playing extremely well too. Obviously Kevin Byard with all the interceptions. Most interceptions since he's been in the NFL. I mean, that's something cool you get to say. Jaquan Brisker, his blitzing, his run stopping, as well as his coverage has been great. And we hope that Tyreek Stevenson is a guy that can play this week because he's been improving. He looks like a number one cornerback, and he can shut down a number one wide receiver. He's been getting better every week. And if he's out, I think that puts the Bears' defensive backfield in the bind.
Clay Harbor, thanks again for always taking the time. You can watch Clay today on CHSN at 5:30. It is the Big Pro Football Show. Our friend David Harb, Ruthie Polinsky hosting with him. Clay Harbs 82 on X if you want to check it out. He's also on Instagram as well. Clay, thank you as always.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Clay.
Coming up next, Qadri Ismail. That's right, the 10-year NFL wideout. He is also part of the pregame and postgame for WJZ-TV in Baltimore, giving us some intel about the Ravens that is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.